This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, shit. We are shameful, we are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be. Was there a lot of
echo
on there?
Yeah, that's okay. Welcome back, listeners,
welcome
to Shame on
back.
Me.
Hiatus. I feel like I'm yelling, but only because my mic stand is like a little janky.
It is janky.
And I want to be heard. I want...
Always.
I've just lived my life with no voice.
Yeah, of course.
For so long.
Being a white man really lends you to having no voice in our society.
Arguably a white straight man.
True. Add that in there. It's a rough time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm Janet.
And I'm Jimmy.
And this is us.
Wow.
Okay.
Something feels off.
It's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're just getting back into it.
First question.
Okay.
Do we think Drudd listened to the last episode?
Oh, of course not.
100% no.
There's literally no way.
I would like to start getting them to give us a review of the last episode.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I just don't think.
It was part of it.
Yeah.
Can you send them a message?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like text them?
Just like pitch them the idea.
Okay.
Because that was kind of, I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you're going with it either.
I think it'll be good. It'll keep them involved a little bit. And maybe
so
it'll
they
get
like
them
send us
their
review?
Creative.
Is that the...
Yeah. And then we... I don't know if we can do like... I don't know if they can encrypt a yes or a no of whether they've listened to the podcast or not. Like invisible ink. Like they do invisible ink in one message of like yes or no.
Okay.
Or like one letter probably.
Okay.
So you don't... Because yes would be three characters and no,
right,
be
okay.
Able to
so
tell.
Y or an N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if, yeah, they'll figure it out. They probably won't figure it out. They probably won't get
we
it.
We will have to figure it out for them for it to happen.
And then I still don't know if they'll really buy into it. And then, yeah, they give us their review.
Okay. I'm letting her know. We'll see what happens.
I'm surprised you haven't asked if she's been coming to the recordings. Oh, I see.
What do you mean?
I just got a text from you.
Yeah, it's in the group chat.
Very active group chat. When was the last message? April 7th. Not bad.
Like a month, basically.
What about a drunkard? Oh, because of the... if I'm a class clown, you're a buzzkill.
Okay.
Buzzkill.
I think I blocked that out. I don't remember that.
Well, I... Yeah.
Okay. Two truths and a lie?
Two truths and a lie. You go first? Or
no, you go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is that bad? You just go first.
I feel like I always, I don't know, you got lots of stuff to talk about?
Not really.
Okay, you go first.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where is mine? Okay. I wrote them down. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't think I really get the point of this, so I just...
Two truths and a lie?
No, I understand the game. I just don't know if I use it the way this segment is meant to be used.
What do you mean?
As like a catch-up. That's not really how I use it.
Oh.
It's kind of... We'll see. The first one is, I stubbed like three of my toes right before you got here.
Three of your toes?
Yeah.
Once or...
Yeah,
separate.
Like, no, all at the same time.
Okay,
just, like,
I
kick
believe.
The wall.
Well, I don't know if you're fucking with me on, like, the number of toes. Like, I did, but it was my whole foot.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay, I have a present for you.
No.
Is number two.
I need that to be true. I hate Sorry. It. I'm going to hate it if it's not true.
And, well, this is kind of an update, because last episode I said I wasn't going to drink for a month. I've only drank twice. So those are my three.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that you've only drank twice?
That's one of my
You've only
things.
Drank twice. Okay.
Since last episode.
Any okay, first one was you stubbed three of your toes.
Yeah.
Stubbed three of your toes. Anything you want to add to the stubbing of the toes?
No, it was like right before you got here and I thought you weren't at the door yet, but I was like, if he's at the door, he's gonna hear me yelling.
I heard nothing and I didn't even hear Rue, so that was a lie.
Okay.
Next one, you got a present for me. I'm going to go with lie because I'm not going to be able to handle it being a lie and me hoping it's true.
Okay.
So either way, I get something out of this. And the last one was...
I've only drank twice.
Oh, shit.
Since last episode.
More or less? Not less.
Okay.
Only drank twice. True.
Okay. Okay, I stubbed one of my toes.
Ah!
Okay, it really hurt. It still hurts. Okay, that's where we're at. I do have a present for you.
Yes.
Yes, and I have drank way more than twice.
Did I say it was a lie?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I think you said it was true. It's been like 5 to 6 times.
Get in the comments and let me know. 5 to 6 times?
Yeah.
That we haven't not recorded for that long.
2 weeks.
And you were sick for an entire week of that.
Yeah. Wait, this is right. Yeah, we've missed 2 full weekends. So
really?
Yeah.
2 full weekends?
No. Is that wrong? Yes.
No. Sunday, today's Monday, was 2 full weekends. So I guess it has been the weekend, but...
Only 1 weekend? Oh, maybe I've only... Maybe I... But that seems... When did I see... No, it's been 2 weekends. Because I had the youth panel, the panel, last weekend. And then it's been 2 full weekends. So like a couple... Yeah, 5 to 6 times.
Yeah, 5 to 6 times.
Over 2 weekends.
Like 5 to 6 times of like, a nice glass of wine.
No. a couple of the 5 to 6 times, yes. Like,
okay, well,
at least
like,
one of those times, no.
Okay, that like that's...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Congratulations on breaking your fast for recovering or at least being in the healing phase of stubbing your toe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the second one?
I got a present for you.
Oh, my present.
Okay, here you
Is
go.
Is it the invite?
I don't know.
Have I gotten invited?
You got to open it.
Oh, boy. Honestly, I don't want to be rude, but I was kind of hoping for an actual present. Okay, happily ever after party, together with their families, Janet and Stefan invite you to join in their celebration of marriage. I got the golden ticket.
That was a good, you didn't even say my name. That was really good.
I was prepared.
I'm impressed.
Drinks, dinner, wait, am I?
You're invited to everything.
Oh, okay, okay. Honestly.
It says drinks, dinner, and dancing to follow.
I could probably skip the ceremony.
Sure. Get the sayer.
I hear you making people hike to the top of a mountain.
Just on a chairlift.
We don't even live near mountains.
That's true. Well, we kind of
wow.
do, but chairlift.
I am just so happy. I I don't know if I'm gonna cry.
Oh, really?
Like I aww, I don't know.
That's
like,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like it's gonna aww, be very, it's gonna be very memorable giving aww, you that's away.
So... Shut up. I can't take anything you say seriously ever. I'm already regretting everything.
I fucking got him.
Got him.
Fucking got him.
Got him. How are you going to give me away if you don't come to the ceremony?
You're going
to
be on my arm. Oh, wait. I see what you said.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this
okay,
in the appropriate way, but okay, I'll just hit it and quit it.
No, that didn't work. So you go up the chairlift and then like go back down and miss the ceremony.
Gotta get clothes.
Yeah, it wouldn't worry.
What are the colors? White?
Yeah. Pure white. Oh, what? Okay. Actually, wedding dresses only.
I was going to say, yeah, is anybody wearing a dress? Because maybe I'll just try to make one for myself first time.
Like a wedding dress or just a dress in general?
A white gown.
Not as far as I know, other than myself.
Okay.
But I could be surprised.
Did Dredd get invited?
Dredd will get invited. They I just haven't. Picked up the extra invites today.
Oh my God.
So I'm bringing Dredd's invite tomorrow.
Oh, you're bringing it tomorrow?
Yeah,
what
probably.
What if you wait till they give us their review for the podcast?
Like I hold it over their head that I've got a gift for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you wait, you'll be like, please listen to the podcast this week.
Oh.
And then you'll know if they do. It's like, I think the movie was Draft Day.
Okay.
It was about the NFL draft. And the number one prospect, everybody was like really excited about him. Turns out, bad character.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Lack of character. One of the big things was nobody showed up to his birthday party.
Sad.
Well, not nobody showed up to his birthday party. Like he was like very famous and popular and whatnot.
Yeah.
But none of the teammates showed up to his birthday party.
That's very sad.
And one of the teams slips like $100 bill into their playbook that they give all the recruits.
Yeah.
And they see like who gives it back or like who mentions it.
Oh.
He didn't bring it up.
He kept it.
And then when people asked him about it, he was like, oh yeah, funny joke.
So he never got one? I don't get it.
He
was messing with him.
He didn't look through the playbook.
Yeah. I see.
Sorry for all the draft day enthusiasts out there who, like, I'm sorry if I
butchered it.
Yeah.
It sounded great from my perspective.
Not butchered it because I did butcher it and I don't apologize for that.
Okay. Okay.
But if I got anything factually incorrect.
Oh, okay.
But one of the prospects that was like a good guy.
Yeah.
He gave the $100 bill back and it was like something you can give it back to me when we win the Super Bowl.
Dang.
Yeah. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Hashtag.
Because he got kicked out of a football game for unsportsmanlike conduct because he gave a fan in the stands a football.
Boo.
That fan in the stands, his sister with leukemia.
Boo mm-hmm. to the referees. Mm-hmm. Boo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Yeah.
Of that guy.
Vontae Mack, no matter what. They made a big trade to go get him, number one, rather than this generational prospect of a quarterback.
So I was going to give Dredd like a word to say to me to let me know that she'd listen to the episode. But now I just think, Dredd, just recap. What is it called?
Two Truths and a Lie?
No, no.
Oh, Draft Day?
Just or recap.
What movie did we talk about?
Tell me what movie we talked about, and I will personally hand you your invitation.
Jennifer Garner is in it.
Oh, I like Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, and what's his name? Not Bruce, not...
Ben Affleck.
Nope.
Matt Damon.
Nope. Other way.
Brad Pitt.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, really? The other way?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I said the other way.
Okay, I see it now. Yeah, that's how you get your invite, Dredd. I still don't think Dredd's going to come. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this now that she's going to be listening to this episode.
What do we... How do we... Okay.
She's a busy lady.
Yeah, but this is in advance.
Yeah, she August might be 9th? Traveling. It's not that in advance. 3 months away, in fact.
Gonna have to
no,
see.
Wait. June, August 9th. July. Yeah, 3 months.
Okay. Okay. I am... Oh, it's
busy.
It's a full moon.
Oh,
I
okay.
really hope I will be fine. We'll be fine. Oh, yeah, we're fine. Megan is back on the 3rd.
Oh, okay.
So this is
Hannah's
perfect.
Mom.
Hannah's mother. Biological mother.
Biological.
Not stepmother.
Yes, yes. True. Yeah. True, true.
Anything else for
That's
you?
That's all I got.
That was so nice. How long have you known?
Like a couple weeks.
Wow.
I didn't have the invites. I probably would have brought it sooner.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't here for...
But also that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I was like, oh, I got to go get them so I can give them the invite on the podcast.
Did you only get extra invites for me and Dredd?
Well, I got like a pack. I also didn't have one for Stefan and I to like keep.
Oh, okay. I don't think you have to invite yourselves.
No. I think we're showing up as of right now. We're attending. He might... Stefan might invite a couple more people.
If you guys got to elope, I support you.
Yeah, I'm not really.
As long as I'm invited.
We've dropped a lot of effort into this wedding already, so I'm doing it regardless.
Do you think you're going to be sad when it's over and you don't have anything to
waste
your time doing at work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be really depressed.
Yeah, you'll have to...
Plan another event or something.
I was going to say have goals.
Ugh. The fucking worst. That is just my nightmare.
Yeah,
goal setting meetings.
That'll kill you.
Kill me now.
You just want to be that bull in the field.
Yeah.
Munching on grass.
Yeah.
Fucking heifers.
Wow. That went in a way that I did not necessarily expect it to go. Okay.
Did you expect bitches?
No, I didn't expect fucking. Okay, what are your two truths and a lie?
Okay, number one. My mom had to go to the hospital because she got bit by a cat.
Oh, yeah. Cats will get
you. Yeah. And, like, you have to go to the hospital for that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever been bitten by anything like that before.
Okay.
Or, like, at all.
This is a very detailed lie, if this is a lie.
Maybe
she was bit by something else. Yeah, she was bit, but it was by a squirrel.
One time she almost
got
another a bat.
Thing.
What's your thing?
I saw an otter in a river.
Here?
In Fernie.
Oh, okay. In Fernie?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I'll show you the video after. It was amazing.
Damn, I didn't know there were otters in Fernie.
I didn't know either.
Did they emigrate?
Maybe. I didn't get a chance to ask the otter where it came from. Immigrate.
I hear a good way to ask an otter where they're from is not like, where are you from? But like,
right.
Where's home?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. That's a good way to... Yeah, yeah, less...
Then they could be like, Coleman, Lunbrook Falls.
Yes, yes.
Where do they come from?
Bellevue.
Bellevue.
We stopped in Bellevue.
I named all the towns that I could, so well, I believe you.
Coleman's near Bellevue.
Coleman, I believe you. What's your favorite town in Crow's Nest Pass?
Well...
And it can't be Fernie.
I guess Fernie, but if it can't be Fernie... Yeah. Really, I haven't stopped in that many, but we stopped in Bellevue and it was adorable. It was like, you know, there's like probably 50 houses.
Yeah.
And it does mine tours. I think that's its big thing.
A mine. It does mine tours? That's
yeah.
Cool. Do they go in the mine though?
I think so.
Is it like a modern mine or an old mine?
I don't know.
I feel like an old mine would be dangerous.
Dangerous. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't actually tour a mine. So I just saw signs.
I keep seeing TikToks of people like coal mining by hand.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not even wearing shoes.
Where? Here?
No.
Okay.
You think OSHA would be okay with that?
Let's hope not. That's That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very unhealthy.
Yeah, they aren't wearing respirators either.
Yeah.
I feel like the foot thing is fine.
Yeah, the foot thing, not as bad. Yeah. Your feet would get pretty tough and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's more like the air quality thing that's a problem.
Yeah.
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 Probably work-life balance. That's not really what I wanted to say.
You gotta work to die.
I was trying to think like working conditions, but that's not what came out. Okay, your mom got bitten by potentially a cat, potentially something else. What else?
Or not bit at all.
Or not bit at all.
Or was it my dad?
Oh my God, there's so many options. Maybe really... it was you.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't think that happened.
I would say that. Okay, so LA is going in like a, it's like an up and down, an up and down thing where like my first trip to LA.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yes.
Second trip to LA, much less amazing.
That was your birthday one last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then third trip to LA, honestly, better than the first trip to LA. It was crazy.
Okay.
Very enjoyable.
That's your second truth or lie?
Yes.
Okay.
Very excited to dig more into that.
Okay.
Because yeah, that's basically all I've got for the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
And it is my dad's birthday today.
Okay.
And we've been calling it Cinco de Rayo because his name is Ray.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking right now. I think the cat thing is true.
Okay.
The second two things, either you're lying to me now or you lied to me earlier today. And I don't know which is which. Because earlier today you said, do you have any topics for the podcast? And I said, not really. And you said, me neither. And I said, well, you could talk about LA. And you were like, well, I don't really have much to say. Which makes me think that it wasn't that, like, it was fine. But yeah. It wasn't, like, amazing.
Well, I also, like, okay, well, I can just give you my...
Just wait.
My responses.
And then... You also told me it was your dad's birthday earlier today, which would really be a long con. I mean, it's only been like probably 6 hours or something, but that would be an impressive con.
I got to think about the podcast a lot before because you were like, come by. And I was like, no, I can't spoil podcast content.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Well,
so
I kind of want to say it's not your dad's birthday just because I think that'd be very funny. What a con. Like, awesome. And then... I think LA was really good, but I don't think it was mind blowing. So it's like a half lie, half truth.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. My mom got bit by a dog.
Fuck. Fuck. Should have guessed dog.
Yeah. I had to go to the hospital.
So, it was a bad enough bite. Cause if you get bit by a cat, you just got to worry about infection.
Yeah.
But a dog, it was like a that bad a bite.
She said she got like two puncture wounds. Oh. I should text her and see if she'll send me a photo.
Oh no.
But she's probably also still bandaged up.
By like a stranger dog that was just running
around?
One
of the neighbor dogs.
Oh.
Somebody moved in on the street.
Okay.
And yeah, she went by to give him a loaf of bread. It's like a rescue dog and nobody saw it coming.
Wow.
But she was taking it pretty well.
Is she?
Yeah, I think like that kind of thing, it would make a lot of sense to be like, I feel bad for feeling bad or like scared or something about it.
Right.
But she's mostly just been like, I've been sad for the owner. The owner is very upset.
Yeah, I bet.
About it.
What are they doing with the dog?
Killing it.
Are they actually?
No.
I don't know what these people are like.
No, my mom's like, I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, scary thing when your dog bites somebody because that is...
It's a possibility. Yeah. I've got stories. I'll tell you.
You got stories? Yeah. Tell me the story while I text my mom.
Okay. The first story is my... Not like our first family dog that I had when I was like super, super young, but our family dog that I had like throughout most of my childhood, like only died probably in the last four years. No.
What? Not Scamper?
Did you think that was real?
No.
Okay. I was like, where did his name was Spike. He's a good boy. He bit the mailman once in his later years. The mailman came to the door and the screen door popped open. Like Spike hit the screen door and it popped open. And I think he surprised himself, but he bit the mailman.
Oh shit.
And then he ran inside and was like, oh fuck, I messed up. I messed up big time. He was very upset with himself. Oh. And the mailman did report it, which is fair. Mm-hmm. I get that when you're a mailman. So then he had to go for like behavioral testing.
Wow.
And he was the most unflappable dog ever. So he just sat in the middle of the thing and they were like throwing balls and running around and yelling and like making noises. And he was just like, what the fuck is this? And then he did have to be on house arrest for 2 weeks before his assessment, okay. Which if he was actually reactive, let's put a reactive dog on house arrest and then put them in a strange environment. Seems like a good combination.
I don't know enough.
Well, it would just be like, it's like if you got put in a dark room for 2 weeks with no stimulation and then got stuck in the middle of a middle school, you'd probably freak out a little.
Yeah.
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 But luckily he was pretty chill.
Yeah.
He was pretty unflappable. So he was fine.
I feel like Hannah would be like really scared if they were doing that to her.
Yeah. Rue would be.
And I guess
Rue would not pass a behavioral assessment. That's the point.
They want to make them scared and see what they do when exactly. they're scared. Exactly. And that's not.
It's not that nice.
No.
No. You like to think that they like know what they're doing. I wasn't there.
They're trying to scare dogs.
But anyways, he was cleared. He was cleared of all charges.
Baby.
And then the other story I have is my dad got bitten by a three-legged chihuahua once.
That'll do ya.
He was a mailman.
What?
I didn't know that. And he was walking up to a house and there's a dog walker and there was two dogs and one was a big Rottweiler and then one was the three-legged chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
So of course he's kind of like keeping an eye on the Rottweiler.
Yeah.
And then the three-legged chihuahua comes up and he like kind of bends down and it jumps up and it bit him right below the belly button, right in the stomach, and he had a scar.
That's wild. Did he report it?
Did he report that chihuahua would not have survived? I don't think he did. Yeah. I don't know if he reported that one. I can't remember.
Chihuahuas are notoriously
vicious.
They're shaky.
they're trembly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unstable is a good word.
I saw a chihuahua on the beach just like prancing around and like following its mom. It was really cute.
That is cute.
Dogs on the beach is
very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rue's never really been to a beach. You
want to go to a beach, Rue? Some beach.
It's also covered in grass. Rolling around outside.
Oh, good puppy.
Oh, she's a good girl. Good
puppy. Do you see Hannah outside?
I did a second ago.
Okay. You said it's my dad's birthday and I've been calling it Cinco de Rayo because his name is Ray is a lie?
Yes.
True.
Okay.
It's true.
It's a good truth.
Yeah,
I just didn't know if you would use it because you already told me it earlier today. But maybe you forgot you told me.
I didn't say the Cinco de Rayo part.
No, you didn't. That's true.
That's basically it.
Okay.
I like that part.
That's good. I like that.
You know, it's not going to go in the Hall of Fame of things. Right. But
have you always called it that?
No, because I wasn't able to speak always.
Okay. Well, since you've known what Cinco de Mayo is.
And since I gained sentience.
And since you were able to speak and be like maybe a human and not a blob.
Cinco de Mayo.
Have you called it that? Or is it like this is the first year?
No, it's been years.
Okay, that's really what I was trying to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then L.A. Tell me about L.A.
We broke up.
So another
awful
big
L.A.
dip.
Time.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible trip.
You're burying the lead a lot when we see each other at work.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, I need the podcast.
To be fair, you did come into the office. That was your choice.
You guilted me so hard.
I texted you once.
It was so,
and it was like an hour and a half.
It was so.
No.
You knew what you were doing.
I was bored.
There was emotional manipulation.
Was there? Well.
Yeah.
Obviously it worked. Good for me. Really had to
keep that one in.
Hey.
It's hard though when you have news. Because like I would like to tell you about things. We're practically family. But when I got to like save it for the podcast, like the reactions are really where my bread is buttered.
Again, shooketh. I'm shooketh.
Come on, Hannah. Fine, I'm closing the door on you.
I wanted to put the lie as like, great, amazing time. We actually got married.
I would have known that was not true.
Yeah, I don't think you would have believed that one.
Then I probably would have thought something bad happened.
That's
if you
the
said
thing,
that.
Right? So yeah, I'm glad I won two truths and a lie with
you did. Oh
three
no.
Lies.
Oh
three
my
lies.
Goodness.
Oh man.
What a time for you.
You know, episode 3 and episode 17.
Yes.
Really good times.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, holy, shame on me.
You want to talk about it?
I don't know what to say at this point. It's just like, oh man, I've got shit.
Yep.
And I was talking to somebody today about it, and they were like, you know, like, at some point, like, you get to, like, be at your worst.
Yeah.
And, like, if somebody isn't able to handle you at your worst, that doesn't mean that you're, like, awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you can tell based off of the field of work that I'm in, but, like, I really struggle with those showing up in ways that I'm, like, not proud of, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And especially around, like, the whole man emotions.
Right.
Abusiveness
yep.
thing.
Yep.
Very, again, like, very easy to believe that I'm the fucking worst. And honestly, there are times where I do not like what I see.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing because, like... Sorry. I wasn't even thinking, to be honest. Mostly because, like...
Bring back a lot of shame into this baby.
Just because, like, you're allowed to not be the best version of yourself all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Human beings in general are allowed to be that way. That doesn't mean that they like it when they're not the best version of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Or even maybe not even trying to be. Maybe that's the worst part.
Not even, yeah.
Like, you're not being a good version of yourself, but you're also, like, I'm letting this version of myself be rather than trying to be.
Yeah, and it would be really cool. Maybe this is just a fantasy, but it would be really cool to be able to, like, be your, like, dark side of yourself.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, you know, this sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't really enjoy it. But I can kind of see that this is not something personal.
Right.
Like, there is something going on here.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I have to just be like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
But, like, being able to have that, like, outside mirror.
Yeah.
Is a hope of mine.
Yes.
Someday.
It just requires that other person also having a lot of, like, awareness and catching, because they'll probably have reactions to you.
Yeah.
So catching their own reactions and then being able to operate within those reactions.
Yeah.
In, like, I don't know if rational is the right word, but in kind of, like, a rational way.
Yeah. Because, there are lots of times where, like, I'll be on the end of receiving some behavior from somebody. It doesn't have to be, like, a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
And realize, like, okay, I don't think that this is... only like I see that you are dealing with something and that I caused it but like is this out of the realm of like am I really like truly responsible
or is it just like what I did triggered that thing from 5 years ago or from whatever.
Does me not putting my dishes in the sink just make you remember all of those times that you had to follow the rules.
Right.
That me not following the rules is like, fuck you.
Or is this like me not doing this makes you think that I don't care about you?
Yeah.
Because that's what I saw was all these little things that showed one person not caring about the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, man, my anger has got to find some place to go.
Mm.
And it really sucks when I think like my anger comes out, first, to protect certain parts of me. I think those are related to, like, feeling rejected.
Right.
And, like, insecure. So, that's great.
Yeah. What?
A bee.
Oh! No. Did it leave?
It's gone.
Should I close the door?
Well, do you care about having a bee inside?
I mean, not as much as some people probably care.
Yeah. Some people are really scared of bees.
I'm not that scared of bees.
I try to make friends with that fear. Other fears, I rage against.
Yes, of course.
That's about it.
Okay, this is just my curiosity. I want to know when it happened on your trip.
3 nights left to go. But so, it wasn't like a great time.
Yeah,
the whole time. The weather was really crappy.
Was it? Oh, yeah. And that just adds to the whole.
Yeah, and just like Man, I think I've got some like relationship trauma.
Okay.
Or not relationship trauma. Obviously, I've got relationship trauma. I've got vacation trauma.
Yeah.
And like my vacation trauma exacerbates my like not good enough trauma.
You know what though? I don't think you're the only one. I think vacation, I think it's like an expectations thing, at least for me. Yeah. It's like, this has to be, I'm trying to be better about that. Yeah. This is like, this has to be a thing. It has to be like a memory we look back on and we're like laughing on the beach. Exactly. And, you know, like it's all sunsetty all the time.
Amazing time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you put so much pressure on it.
Yeah.
And then if it's even just good, you're like, not good enough.
Yes. And then like any lull is like,
yes.
What is wrong here? I don't know. Have I talked about like being like a troubleshooter before?
I don't know.
I think like Enneagram wise, I fall into the troubleshooter thing, which is also why I'm like, hey, Janet, think about like the things that you hate about things.
Yes. You and like then, ask me a lot of questions
and then like make it and then like address those things that you hate.
It does help me usually though. When you ask me questions like that, we're just having a lot of big feelings about a light fixture that's been here since we moved in. So that's cool.
It still pisses her off.
And it's not about her right now, and that's pissing her off as well.
Yeah, but like I really associate, sorry to my family if they ever listen to this, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
But like I just like the connection that I felt with my family for most of my life.
Yes.
Just like very like, you know, there are other families that I feel like are having like those happy.
Right.
Things.
Those like dance in the sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Where we're like, we're around each other. Right. Our biggest act of love is that we like.
Right.
We will spend time around each other.
Right.
And try not to cause problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just feel like I'm not fun.
Right.
Yeah. And
you like being fun.
Yeah, I like being fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The second night that we were there, I was like, there's a silent disco down on the beach.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, very fun. Ended up like partying with people afterwards, vomiting my guts out.
Yes, yes.
In the streets of Venice.
Exciting.
Losing an AirPod. Forgetting my phone and key card like in the bathroom. Just absolutely wrecked.
Yeah.
And like, it was a really fun time.
Yeah.
You know, going out dancing.
Good memories.
There are like five different DJs doing different genres and shit. So like,
let's go.
And like, what could be worse than like trying to get a little tipsy?
Right.
And they were like, they were not into it. They didn't think it was going to be fun. I had sent them a video of it. Or try to be like, hey, this is going on. And then I sent the video. I was like, what wasn't the best video?
Right. Not the best representation.
How do you capture how fun a silent disco could be?
I don't think you can. I really, unless you lay music over top of it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yeah. And so like they were not into it. And I was like, what are we
doing
here?
What
are we doing? Like, like, it's not like we're just like going to go to bars and drink the two of us necessarily. That shit's expensive.
Yeah.
And like they were just gonna like stay in the Airbnb.
Okay.
And they're like, you can go on your own. I was like, I don't like I can.
Yeah.
And I would.
Yeah.
But I really like that is not what I was going for.
Right.
Here.
Yes. I'm
trying to like have some fun.
Yes.
And so like I was really hurt.
Right.
By it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you know, I don't respond the most calmly. Not calmly as in like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just like more the most rationally.
Right.
Or regulated.
Yes.
When I'm feeling hurt and rejected. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, I'm pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts me that like, you're like, oh, well, like,
I don't think it'll be
I don't know the music.
It's almost like a lack of trust thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's sounding like to me.
A lack of trust and even just like, yeah, you're not really fun enough to be around.
Right.
Like you wouldn't.
To make
being
this
there with you would
right.
not be fun.
Right, right, right.
Where like there could be like a ton of different reasons. Like I don't want to, I don't want to spend money on something that I don't know if I would enjoy.
Right.
I don't really listen to pop music and other things, and I'm worried about actually being able to have fun and blah blah blah. I'm incapable of asking questions when I am.
I mean, it's easiest to think about these things after the fact.
So yeah, that happened a few times. And then on the fewth time, it was done.
Oof.
And it's fair. They were like, this, it's just like too unhealthy to like be going through these periods of like connection and disconnection.
Right.
And like the, like not knowing what is going to trigger those things in me.
Right.
And then me having those triggers then triggers them of like, well, like, no, I'm not good enough and I can't keep him from.
Right.
From like responding in these ways.
Right.
Because they are cold ways and they're.
Yeah.
Angry and.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That's a bummer.
See.
Maybe like LA is just not your scene for a little while.
Yeah, I think so. The Venice canals are really nice though.
Oh.
Lots of roses.
Cool.
I love a good rose.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I've only been to LA like twice.
And it was really cold.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It sucked.
Because it was nice here. It was yeah, it was really nice here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was so windy.
Yeah.
The time I enjoyed the most outside was on our last day, and it was like raining for all of the morning.
But it wasn't windy.
It wasn't windy.
Yeah.
And it was like a misty rain.
Okay. So like, you could still like function.
Yeah, outside. I was like walking around for
a
long time.
Yeah. Yeah, the wind sucks. Yeah.
Oh my God. And the air, this is just sounding like I'm complaining, but again, like we were talking about earlier, it's kind of easier to complain about something than it is to
talk
about
the like, good things.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
What was a good thing? We went to In-N-Out.
Okay.
And have you ever been to In-N-Out?
No, I think we were going to go last time we were there and we never managed.
But I like the burgers.
Okay.
People kept making jokes about like, it should be called In-N-In. It's not as quick as the name would suggest.
Yeah, they do say that it takes a long time.
They have like so many workers. It's kind of crazy. But they also have like spicy pickled peppers that you can take.
Okay.
I kind of fell in love.
Okay.
And then they shit my brains out.
Ah, yes.
Good times.
Good, worth it.
Good times, yeah.
There you go. I had to
import some of those on the way back.
And just be prepared. Just be strategic. Man, that's
gonna really mess with my digestive what was I in and out
good things thing?
No, fuck it, let's go back to the Airbnb. It was like this guy, okay, I'm gonna fucking roast this guy, is a director of UPS.
okay, so wealthy.
It looks like he moved out of this place like 15 years ago and hasn't touched it since.
Oh,
what the fuck.
Just like full of stuff that you're like, this belongs to someone.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
And like, you don't know if somebody actually lives there. Right. And like on the Airbnb listing, it's like, don't use any of the food in the kitchen because someone lives there. And I'm like, I don't think anybody lives here. And then that just leads to people like leaving food in the fridge forever.
Right.
Because the next people come and like, oh this must be somebody who's here.
Did you not like look at the pictures beforehand?
The pictures look pretty nice.
Oh, fucking liars.
Yeah. And I thought it was like a single bedroom apartment when it was actually a two bedroom. So you're like sharing the apartment with people. We didn't actually end up, we probably used the common areas more than anybody.
I see. Okay.
I don't think anybody used the common areas except us.
Can you keep talking?
Yeah. So
apparently you could not keep talking.
No, too much pressure.
Sorry.
I didn't want to, like, I could only talk about negative things and I didn't really want that to be how the world knows me.
Okay.
Shame on me for wanting to control people's perception of me.
Our Airbnb this weekend was nice. It was cute. Exactly as advertised.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. Thank you.
Just letting you know. The unit beside ours did leave their light on all night, so we could see it like through the window, and that was I didn't like that.
That's a little tough.
It was a little bright.
Yeah. So you went to Fernie this weekend?
Yes.
To practice the wedding?
Yes, to practice the wedding. No, we did our tasting.
Ooh.
We like ate food.
Tasting?
No, just like food.
Yo, tell me more.
It was delicious.
Or is it going to be a surprise?
Do you have the food is?
Do you have a phone charger?
Yeah. if you plug that like kiwi, do you need your phone?
No, I don't need my phone. It's just like on low percentage.
Okay, so if you plug your that kiwi thing in over there, it's like a
wireless.
Yeah. It was really delicious, and I asked all the questions I had of the reception, the person who like handles all that.
Which are?
Oh, just like lots of questions about the bar and about food and I don't know, just like different things like that.
That was so detailed.
Well, like, okay, fine. I asked about our specialty cocktails, if they were possible.
Yo, what are your specialty?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
One of them's kind of a surprise.
The people want to know.
Okay.
Don't tell me the surprise, because I like surprises.
Okay, we're doing a spicy marg.
Nice.
For Stefan.
Nice.
And a mojito for me.
Which one's the surprise?
The third one.
Okay,
Rue's.
Don't tell me. Rue, you fucking alcoholic.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. She's obviously on something.
What is it, dog water?
Yes. Yeah, it's the water from her water dish that she's been drinking.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, 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 of course.
What else would I have meant by dog water?
True, I'll give you another hint.
No, I don't need a, I don't want to know.
You don't
want to,
okay, you'll find out.
Okay, whisper it into the microphone. I'm not listening, I'm not listening, I'm not listening, I'm not listening, I'm not, can I say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone would hear it.
I better not listen to this
one. It'd be very funny if I posted that as the clip. Just that, just me whispering it into the... I'm hilarious. Okay, yeah. Anyways.
Would you be able to let Hannah in?
Oh, is Hannah there?
Yeah, what's the menu? Is the menu a surprise?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Hit me.
So buffet.
Buffet.
Because that's the only way to do it, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
So there's going to be chicken. There's going to be like roast beef.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, fuck.
There's going to be mashed potatoes.
Nice.
And there's going to be broccolini. That was Stefan's choice. I wanted the green beans, but he's really...
What the fuck? You want green
beans?
They
were so good.
What about green beans could ever be good?
They were so good.
What like
they were like lemony
good?
And buttery and delicious.
You know what you can make lemony and buttery and delicious?
Oh my God.
Anything other than green beans.
So it's going to be broccolini. So there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. The other option
Did
was...
Did you have broccolini?
Hmm?
Did you taste like...
Yeah.
What was the broccolini like?
Like a charred flavor.
Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
Yeah. The other option we didn't try was the root vegetables, which I was not as interested in.
You didn't try root vegetables?
No. Because we didn't try everything.
R-U-E-T vegetables? Root?
Anyways. What
like
else?
Like potatoes? Mashed turnips?
We try. Oh, yeah. It would be
carrots?
Like, it would be like carrots, probably. Oh, okay. And like maybe turnips.
You know, the only thing worse than carrots are green beans.
That's factually incorrect.
I hate green beans.
Really?
I hate beans. Well, I don't know.
Like black beans? Pinto beans?
Oh, yeah. Those beans are fine. Those don't count.
Oh, okay.
The beans that you have to, like, eat the outside.
Yeah.
But I love pickled beans.
That's in the Caesar.
If you make, well, just like, my grandma used to make pickled beans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Not my vibe.
That's... Give me a bean
beans
that
are
doesn't
delicious.
Taste like a bean, and I'm...
You're wrong.
I'm flaking that bean.
Okay, anyways. A couple salads. Garden salad. A Caesar salad. Really nice good time. Caesar salad. Really good.
Do you think they make their own Caesar dressing?
Yeah, they said they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can tell, because it's got that like little fish
You
kick.
Bought a house, and you're getting married... At a place where they make their
I know.
Own Caesar dressing.
This is like the thing where you get when you have a reception at a restaurant, like you're pretty confident that the food's good.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You're having a reception at the restaurant?
Yeah, that's where the reception is.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was like.
It's what? The restaurant, like the restaurant on the ski hill. That's where the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't count.
It's a sit down restaurant.
It's like a restaurant.
It's an actual restaurant.
Like, is the rest of the restaurant open during your wedding?
No.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of the quality of food.
I personally don't know why I'm saying these things.
I have no idea why you're saying these things. I'm glad you're on the same page as me.
I might just like to fight.
Yeah, well.
Do I? No.
Sometimes.
Depends.
For sure, sometimes.
Play fight.
Yeah. I also did my hair makeup trial, so that was good.
Oh, dope.
I liked the lady a lot.
Uh-huh.
Liked her vibe. She was very complimentary. Said really lots of really nice things about my hair.
which means.
And then I said it to Stefan at the end of the night. I was like, she had really nice things to say about my hair. And then he said, now you can tell Jimmy you have the better hair.
No. That's not what that means. Yeah. That means I also have really nice hair. Unless she was like, this hair is very healthy and you must take good care of
it. She wasn't she didn't necessarily say healthy. She said, she just said like it was nice. Apparently I thought I had really fine hair and yeah. I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Not the case.
No.
I have coarse hair.
Okay.
And because the strands are so big, that's what makes me look like I have less hair because the strands are further apart. Like the actual follicles are further apart. But she said it means my hair will hold styles really well.
Oh, okay.
Which I believe.
Are you doing braids?
I'm going to do braids.
Fuck yeah. That's good shit.
I did like, we tried a little twist, like a little half up twist. It looked really cute in the back, like where it was attached in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't think it looked as cute in the front. Looked a little like too pin up.
Yeah.
Like too, the twists were too big.
And the back only matters.
I don't think they actually heard that. I don't want to give you or anyone else the satisfaction of repeating that.
Well, I clearly didn't want to say it in the first place because I couldn't finish it.
You whispered it.
No, it was more like I can't.
The air.
I can't get it out.
Okay. Anyways, we're moving on from
couldn't
that.
Commit to it.
So we're going with braids. I think we're going to add in just a few like little clippy extensions so I can make the braids wider.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going fake.
Just a few. She said
why
it'll just.
Am I being so.
Yeah, you're being a little bitchy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Did the makeup. Got to play around with it a little bit. Foundation and my skin don't really get along.
Oh, really?
Like, it starts looking very creasy very quickly. Oh. And it, like, pulls away from my skin, so it looks quite cakey.
Why would you put on foundation for the wedding?
Because it looks much better in pictures. Looks really good in pictures. I would say 60% of wedding makeup is for photos.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember that wedding that I went to with Megan.
Yes.
Where I got invited like 2 weeks in.
Yes.
They just don't look. You don't look like yourself.
It looks a little intense. I think I'm hoping it's not too intense. We tried not to make it too intense.
I think you go as intense as you can.
But I think it'll be good. I think it's a good level
of
intense. So I got to let her know that I think we need to try like a different foundation situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling it'll just be a lot of like it was good to trial it, but I think we'll be able to trial it.
Do you think you're going to be busy that day?
Like maybe a little bit.
I'm worried that like I'll just want to only be able to talk to you. Do you think you'll have time for me?
No, I don't. I think you're going to have to like figure that one out for yourself.
Do you think your mom will like me? Okay.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Okay.
My mom doesn't really dislike people. Ah, that's a lie. Don't tell her you voted liberal. Just assuming you voted liberal. Don't tell her that. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. Anyways, moving on. No, I think she'll like you.
What if what if she hates a try hard? I worry that I'm going to try too hard.
No.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She's listened to like a few.
That's not going to get turned off.
Is it an alarm?
Yeah.
Okay. She's listened to a couple like clips of episodes that I've had her listen to. Like the intruder story, because I thought it was very funny.
Did you not tell her that story before?
Well, I told it on the podcast like pretty soon after it happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then.
And it was a good retelling of it. So
it was a good retelling.
Yeah.
I told it like 8 times in like a week period. I think it got better every time.
Okay. This isn't a critique.
Okay.
But I was a little disappointed that you didn't put, and that's why I'm wearing a towel.
Well,
in the clip.
I don't think we ever actually said that.
Really?
I actually didn't listen to the full episode.
I'm kind of curious what your sorry. Okay, maybe we move on to this after we exhaust the wedding.
I don't know if I have much more to say.
I want to know how much drinks are going to cost. $5, $10, full price.
Oh, no, Toonie Bar.
Toonie Bar.
Yeah.
Listen, somebody
said, I was like,
to
for
me,
a lot more. For you, like $2.
Somebody said to me once, and I think it was true.
Okay.
Anything more than a toonie bar.
Yeah.
Is a fucking disgrace.
Yeah. Now, I did think about making the signature cocktails more expensive, yeah. But I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one. Mostly just because shit's expensive.
Yeah.
I asked her for like a rough estimate for a bar total. And I know that's like almost impossible to give. But she said they estimate 1.5 drinks per person per hour.
Oh, okay.
So when I did the math, I was like, that is an alarming number.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So.
And you're going to be there. So bump that up by.
By a few more.
That might be like one.
You're going to meet my friends and be like, wow, doesn't drink at all compared to you people. Anyways.
Way to say your own name.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice. I think you did that last episode, too. Okay. Well.
Guess I 50 have to actually do some editing.
53-ish minutes.
Yeah.
Man,
I really lost my vibe.
Did I do something?
No, I don't think so.
I was supposed to meet my florist and she didn't show up. But I think what happened, well, I know what happened is that like there was a mix up on the day. She thought it was today and it was actually yesterday. Oh. So I went and sat at the coffee shop for like half an hour. And then I was like, I'm going to guess she forgot or like mixed it up. And then she felt really bad. Mm-hmm. But I had a good Ice London fog. I was happy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Did you go up the gondola?
No, we didn't. I you know what? I didn't gondola? Even chairlift. I didn't even ask if it was open, but we didn't. Oh, we were good.
Yeah, you've seen it before.
Yeah. We would have had to kind of rearrange our day probably a little bit too. Because it closed early. But then our drive home, we like really took our time. It was very fun. We like stopped at Frank's Slide. We stopped in Bellevue.
What's a weird way to describe Frank's Slide?
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely people like taking selfies and stuff. And I was like, it's kind of like, you know, if they like dredged up the Titanic and people were like, Titanic.
These shoes used to be on somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was like, I don't think people get the vibe, you know? But that's okay. It was interesting. And then we stopped in Bellevue, which is a very cute little random town.
Is it before or after Frank's Slide?
Like five minutes after.
Because it's Coleman.
Yeah, like right after.
Is Coleman and Bellevue attached, kind of?
Maybe. I actually don't know where Coleman is.
Because I feel like Bellevue has the German restaurant.
I don't know.
But I've stayed in Coleman. Or
we stopped at a cafe that was really good.
Oh.
And then we also stopped at a bookstore.
Nice.
Which is very cute.
Mm-hmm. I went to a bookstore in LA.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, the last bookstore.
Oh.
Yeah, lots of books.
Cool.
Lots
did
of
you
books.
Buy some?
No.
Mm, why not?
I was just kind of wandering around seeing if anything caught my eye.
Okay.
Nothing caught my eye.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay, let me see. They're down the road from each other. Yeah. Oh, okay. Coleman's before.
I feel like Coleman doesn't really have anything, and Bellevue is more of the...
No, opposite. I think Bellevue's smaller. Maybe not, though.
Not smaller, but like has...
Coleman's way before Frank's Slide Interpretive Center.
What?
Yeah. It's like east or west of on the highway. Ooh. Anyways, that's all I got for my weekend.
Blairmore. I'm thinking of Blairmore.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
Am I thinking? No, I'm thinking. Okay, Coleman is the better one. Blairmore
yes.
is the bad one.
Yes, that sounds right. Sorry to everyone who lives in Blairmore that's listening.
All of the listeners in Blairmore.
Can you imagine? That would be excellent. Maybe that's where we'll pop off. Small town Alberta.
Do you think we have the vibe for small town Alberta?
No, I definitely do not think that. Okay, tell me what you thought of the Instagram this week.
Really good. I enjoyed it. I have no idea how you did all that.
I don't know how I did it.
I don't know how you
either.
Listened through the episodes to find spots.
Honestly, I didn't. I just listened until I found something and I was like, this is good enough.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that takes a lot of effort too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I even had 4 clips that I wrote down from different episodes and I only used 2 because I got lazy. Well, in the week, but
that's what happened.
Did you see the little sound wave I put in there?
Yeah. How did you do that?
I found a website, an app situation. Okay. Yeah.
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 So like, what software did you have to use?
So I used Audacity. and I figured out how to like clip something, which was really, honestly, I don't know if I'm doing it in the most effective way, but it's working.
So do you like copy and paste it into a new file and then export that, or can you export just like a clip?
You can just export a clip.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I was originally tried to do was do a bunch of clips and export them. But that didn't work. So I had to do, if I was clipping multiple things from the same episode, I'd have to like, which would be kind of a pain. But I'm sure there's a way to do it otherwise, but I hadn't figured it out.
Yeah.
And then I put it into, I just like Googled how to do a sound wave. And then I put it into that software that they told me to put it into.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how many times I'll be able to replicate it, but.
I feel like you've got it down pat.
I've done it twice, so.
Yeah. It's not like it's going to change.
Did you like the songs I chose?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot.
Laughing.
The intro. Yeah, because what? That was, you got the intro post and then you got like some highlights.
Yes.
RBF was very funny.
Wasn't that funny?
It was very funny.
And it's like country. Never heard that song before in my life. I just typed in RBF and I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, honestly, like no notes.
Thank you.
No notes.
Thank you. Did you like my little video of me talking behind the video? Did you watch that one?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
It wasn't very good.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. But it was just a clip of me messing around on Audacity, so really doing nothing. And then I was
talking.
I didn't
see that at all.
And then I was talking behind it. I was saying that like there was an update for the week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I said that you went to LA and didn't invite me, so we would fight about it on this episode, which we didn't. So honestly, it sounds like I did not want to be invited.
No, not yet. You know, it might have been more fun. Oh, fuck me, man.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Gonna be great.
You got back on Sunday? You got back yesterday.
Yes, yesterday.
So you really haven't had any time.
I've had enough time to be like, this sucks.
Well, yeah.
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 There's like, you have to go through so many fucking feelings.
Yeah. Ugh, feelings.
I'm watching the Audacity thing right now.
So you kind of look forward to us fighting about that?
Oh, fighting. I did see that. Okay. I didn't remember.
Yeah, it's
Pink
not
Pony Club. Did you just choose trending audio?
Yeah, I literally just, I was not putting that much effort into it.
Pink Pony. Yeah, I love that. Man, I am.
Has not gotten us like 100 followers or
318 followers.
I know. Boo.
Where
right?
the fuck is that coming from? You're following 109.
I just have been following random things. I think that's what you're supposed to do.
That's
I asked Rudd.
A bad idea.
I think that's what you're supposed to do and like a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Which I have not been doing.
Yeah, you have to get on people. Nick Miller moods.
Some of them are like actual, like I followed a bunch of podcasts.
Mira's here.
Yep. Mira's here. I was going to post about the podcast on my personal page. Yeah. Then I was like, oh, and Stefan's mom is going to listen and we cannot have that.
Yet. Well, is she going to listen?
She might.
To the episodes? Like, is it that you just don't want her to listen like all the time, or you don't want her to listen?
There's definitely some episodes I don't want her to listen to.
Yeah, she's not going to go back into the catalog.
But like going forward, we might also say some things that I don't want her to hear.
We?
You, actually. You already said something today. about her
like,
son.
Like, it's not like you're out here denigrating Stefan's mom.
No.
Like, talking about the in-laws is a common trope.
Yeah, no, we're not doing
that's
that.
That's what I was
that's
expecting.
Boring.
Not,
no, no.
Not the dirty stuff.
No, I just think she...
Do you have friends that you talk to about sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like...
I'm missing out.
Yeah, but I don't think... I think it was like a bigger deal when we were younger. Like, we talk about sex more.
Mm.
Like, I don't think when you're like married or... with someone you're like talking about sex all the time.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'll write that down.
Yeah, make note.
Life advice from Janet.
Okay, that's all you have to say about the Instagram? Nothing else? I'm just checking.
I'm kind of out.
You
at
are.
The moment.
You
I
are.
I saw somebody posted Instagram
no.
stories,
okay.
and I'm like, "Wow, I might as well click on that."
No, no,
why
no.
The fuck? Why?
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I?
Why
right?
would you?
Just to
maybe
see.
Maybe you need to do a little like muting
just to
for
see
a while.
If I still feel anything.
You're not dead inside?
Turns out.
Maybe a little mute for a little while wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's probably not a terrible idea. Yeah,
just like some self-preservation, you know? Yeah.
This is also why I was looking up healing.
Oh, okay.
On the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Because one of my friends was like, I completely forgot. They're also a Virgo rising.
Okay.
So they've got like a Pisces sun, Pisces moon,
okay.
Virgo rising.
Okay.
So holy, that poor little Pisces-ness in them just gets fucking railed okay. by the Virgo rising. And so like they're like, I'm going to give you advice and tell you
okay.
what to do kind of person.
Yes.
And so normally I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't even ask for that, but
right.
this time around I was like, you know, what would your advice be so that I can wave to it as it passes me by?
Right.
And they were like, yeah, I think like blah, blah, blah. You need to like go no contact and like let yourself heal from this relationship and whatnot. And I was like, what does healing
mean?
Actually mean?
Yeah.
And that's when I went to my friend ChatGPT.
Of course.
And I was like, what does it mean? And it actually gave like a really solid answer of just like, yeah, separating yourself from like that identity that you had with the relationship and
yeah.
everything that was intertwined
mm-hmm.
with that person.
I like that.
And then all of that other stuff that comes with it of, I don't know, I forget.
Okay.
So
I like that though. That's good. Might get some good stuff out of it.
Hey.
I forgot to tell you my shame moment from last week
oh,
where I was ashamed.
Fuck.
It's
Holy
not going
to
be, it's not that good. You're probably going to be underwhelmed.
I'm ready.
I told a group of kids to shut up.
Yo.
Well, what I said specifically was like, well, do you want to share now? Because you can't shut up.
I like that.
And then I felt really bad after
I
said
just-
it.
Been your biggest fan in that moment, probably.
I
probably would be like, oh,
that was when I texted you and said I might quit if I'm doing this for much longer.
It's
it
tough.
Was not a good day.
How did it go?
It was fine.
Yeah,
I just felt really bad after. I was like, I said to Stefan after, I was like, that's just not how I like to show up.
Yeah,
you know, and when it's just me, I have no space to be like, I can't deal with this right now. Like
yeah.
someone else talk for a second so
yeah.
I can compose myself.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I was like, this is not how I like to show up.
Did you have to go back to that class?
Yeah, the next day.
Did you do anything?
No, I should have though.
Well,
I maybe should have like apologized or something to them.
It's tough. Like, cause I always feel like I've been told that that's the wrong thing. And then like, Where am I going with
this? I don't
know.
I
don't fucking know. But like with healthy relationships and everything.
Yes.
Sometimes the vibe is like, this is what you need to do so
right.
that you don't have those moments. When in reality, like we're all going to
have the
those
moments. What do you do after you have the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that the very, very strong likelihood is I thought way more about it after than that kid thought about it after.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that if I hadn't apologized or that if I had apologized that kid would have been like, oh, people apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah.
Or not.
Or not. Or not. So, yeah, I felt bad after.
And the good thing about like healing and trauma is that no matter what you go through that like heals you a little bit
mm-hmm.
and like gives you those different messages. You won't listen to it.
Of course not. And I was just like, the tricky thing is I have no space to chill myself out and to
no
be
doubt.
Less frustrated because
yeah.
I was very frustrated.
Yeah.
And the worst part is it's a scenario we kind of set ourselves up to be frustrated in when we made this session.
What?
The
what
thoughts, grade? Feelings, and behaviors sharing with the grade nines. And you like they go around and they share in their groups.
Yeah.
And it can be annoying because they're allowed to sit with their friends for that period
oh,
of time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
being kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just lots of... Yeah.
Yep.
So.
You do like letting them sit with their friends.
Yeah.
I would be
Yeah.
fascist about it.
Yeah, I probably should have with that class. Actually, there's probably a couple classes I should have. But anyways, this is the class that I told to shut up.
I like that, but like... Man, I would have loved to be in that room.
I was like, and then what does a teacher think of me? I had all that going on in
no,
my head.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, this is just like, I think I'm better than this is really what it came down to.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm better at my job than this. I think I'm better at talking to like young humans.
Yeah. And that's just like the fucking life lesson where like, yeah, everybody's better.
Yeah. Until then, they're not.
And then you get to the point where you've been doing your job alone for 6 weeks. Yeah. And you're like,
I'm not better.
I am. Turns out hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Damn, they were right all along.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that was that.
Yeah.
And then the last day was totally fine with that group.
Well, you traumatized them. So
yeah, that kid actually said something to me at the end of the session. Not about anything that we were talking about, but obviously he was totally fine.
Yo, Jeff.
Yeah. Yo, bitch. I heard you. No, he said something about like the session the next day. So he was obviously totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least seemed that way.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where like also telling students to shut up or like that they can't shut up, not necessarily a bad thing.
No. And maybe if I was like their teacher or I knew them better or didn't come from a place of frustration.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I say things intentionally.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll use a word that I know is likely going to get a reaction.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but it's like, as I'm saying, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And I'm okay with doing this versus it being kind of like out of frustration.
When you said it, did your vision go blurry or like weird or like, you're like, oh,
what happened right away? No, right away. I was like in my head, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
My base instinct or like the base part of me really won in this situation. That was what was going through my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was still kind of frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So like that didn't go away
mm-hmm.
just because I said that.
And that's the interesting thing where like, yeah, when we do these things out of frustration,
mm-hmm.
we think it's going to make it all better.
It did not.
It doesn't.
No, it did not.
Whenever I say things that I'm like, oh boy, I really just
I was not in control there.
I like my vision doesn't go blurry, but it's like my eyeballs are just like going like
you're trying to dissociate around as hard as possible.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, that's probably
like leave. Get out now.
It's just like, uh-oh, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we weren't in control or
yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
Maybe it's just my inner self finally getting a look out of the eyes for once.
Does it like what it sees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like me bullying a kid was worse. Not to make it a competition. I'm trying to remember.
You like jokingly bullied some kids, but they were on board.
There was that one guy I was like, yo, you go pee yet? Yo, have you...
What school was that?
Was
it the most recent to school that we were at together?
It was
our difficult school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was last year. And that kid was not super responsive
Us
this year as well.
Okay. I'm trying. Maybe I'll have to...
I don't know if you were actually there.
Okay, because I don't remember that. Because
one time when we were at that difficult school that year...
I lost my voice.
Bailed.
Yeah. I was very sick.
Man, you know... The journey that I had in my first few months at
of
that
me
job
abandoning you
is pretty like I'm like I can be kind of proud of that.
You
just like being able to
I
take
know,
it
did
on.
Great.
You weren't there.
I know, but the aftermath of you kept going. I think you did
I
good.
Remember the first day that you came back.
Yeah.
You kind of.
Yeah, you were like, I don't want you here.
Yeah. Like, can you shut up?
Yeah, you're like, I've been on a roll. I don't need
like,
you.
I've been cooking. Yeah. I've been finding my way.
There was like
here.
A month after that you were like, I kind of want to do this by myself.
Well, not because I was trying to like send you a signal of like, I hate you being here. But like, man,
more like you were like, I'm good at this.
Yeah. Doing it by myself is like
a vibe.
It's interesting.
It can be a vibe sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not a vibe all the time.
Yeah. I can't control you.
I know.
You're just going to be who you
are. Say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I'm reflecting now about saying that to that kid that probably made it not as bad as if it had been a different school was generally a lot more safety in the classroom.
Yeah.
With the in between the students.
Yeah.
So I think that probably like made it not as impactful for the kid
/
group of kids.
Yeah.
It was more directed at one kid.
Yeah.
than like if in our previous school, probably might have been more impactful because the safety in those classrooms was not really there.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yep.
Anyways.
Well, shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Bringing it all back.
Hey.
Back around.
We love to hate a shameful moment.
Yeah, exactly. You're not alone out there. Anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Maybe Dredd. But Dredd might have stopped listening.
I got a Trader Joe's tote bag.
Cute.
Just like kind of like the standard one, but I'm pretty happy with it.
Put your podcast stuff in it.
Yo, that's a great idea.
Then we can be matchy-matchy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's really just the mic box though, isn't it?
Yeah, I took mine out of the mic box. It's just in there loose.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's why it's so fucked up.
Yeah, probably. Probably. You got anything else?
No, I was ending it on our standard
Okay, that's sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
trying to align some chakras.
Right, of course.
I did have a full on conversation about chakras today.
A kid today drew the self portrait and had a circle around it, and I said, "What's that?" And the kid said, "That's my aura."
Yeah.
And then another kid said, "I tried to draw my aura," and I was like, "You guys have an aura thing going on in this class, hey?"
Aura is a very like.
Is it in right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But honestly, they're kind of lagging. Like it should be on its way out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
I did watch an Instagram reel about Kevin and Owen, which are words right now. Kevin means like something bad. Owen means something good.
Okay.
And I watched it last week. And then last week on Friday, a kid used both of those words. And I was like, I know what you're doing and shut up. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But I said, remember what I said about not goofy answers? But yeah, I was proud of myself for knowing. I was like, thanks, Instagram teacher guy, for telling
Owen.
Me.
For Owen. Kevin Owen.
Yeah. It's like I wouldn't have had any idea what they were talking about otherwise.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, it is jarring when
and it's just
people
makes,
use slang that you don't know.
And it makes. And it's like those are real words.
Yeah.
So it would have been very confusing
those
for
are
me.
Real words.
You know, I would have been like, are we talking about people in the class?
Yeah.
Are we
What do you think like what who do you want to be in response to slang being used to like try to throw you off?
I was just like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I kind of, that's the person. If I don't know and I know it's slang, I want to be the person that's like, what is happening? Like kind of making a joke out of it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But if I don't know it's slang,
yeah.
Then that's where I would not like it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with not knowing what it means if I know that it's slang.
It's like not being in on the joke, even though the joke is completely just not
funny at all. Yeah, I was just glad
like,
I knew.
What an old person thing to be like, your slang sucks.
Well, and what I probably would have done is like, because sometimes they'll talk about, like if it's like a red or green flag, I'll be like, what's a red flag? And they'll give a kid's name in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably would have thought it was something like that.
Yeah.
And that would have been really lame.
Yeah.
That would have been very shameful.
Okay, who's Kevin?
Yeah,
who's
like, because I've been trying to get kids' names. Has not happened yet. I've been trying. Not as hard as you try.
What's it like for you?
Honestly, literally in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
Like a kid will say their name. I will say their name back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fucking gone.
Do you
immediately.
Ever like, re-ask them what their name is?
Sometimes. But then I'm like, I'm going to have to do this with every single kid in this room. I think I really need to be doing what you were doing. Whereas like after like a row, like repeating them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
After six kids or eight kids, repeating them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like even then I forget
a
ton of things.
Yeah. Also the timing with these classes. Well, it actually has been okay, but there's been some definitely tight
That's
timing.
True. And you've gone back to like student self-portraits instead of.
Yeah. Because none of these kids have done self-portraits.
But it is kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. They've had fun.
You get along. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But you're right. Actually, they do. The teacher self-portraits is always kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do like getting pictures of myself.
And
critiquing the shit out of
them. I have not gotten a picture of me since I started at this school.
But you didn't ask them to draw pictures of
me. We've gotten pictures, of us before without asking them.
Yeah, because they are in love with us.
Yeah, they're not in love with me.
They haven't been in love with
you? Well, so this is the other thing. I think they like me, mm-hmm. but I have to be the bad guy all the time. Yo. If I'm going to be the bad guy.
Yo.
That is one thing. Actually, that was the other realization I had last week after I was rude to that kid.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I have to be the bad guy. I never have the opportunity to be fun all the time.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And I think I've been trying to be fun. Yeah. And I do think they like me. They say hi to me.
Are you roasting them at all?
I've tried to. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, like I call them losers when they don't win the self-portrait. I say like, oh, congratulations to our winner and to all our non-winners, a.k.a. our losers. I say that, which I don't think they find very funny, but I think is funny.
It's a very Jeff Probst moment.
I make fun of them for wearing Crocs. In the influence thing, I say, any of you wearing Crocs? You sit down for this one. You can't tell me you like Crocs. I say that. I have a few that I go to. It's not natural for me yet.
You're funny.
I am funny.
Yeah.
I just have to work at it.
Nah.
I do think overall they've liked me. I do think some of the grade 9 boys, I'm not their vibe. Which I think is fair.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah. I'm like not surprised. You know?
It's like if like a 70-year-old man is like, I don't like your nose ring. All right. That's pretty good.
That's a good comparison. I like that.
Yeah.
It does make me sad though, because I do think they're less receptive to things when it's just me saying things versus when it was us saying things.
Yeah. And that really is like grade 9 is one where you like, hope to change some hearts and minds.
Just plant some seeds.
Grade nine needs
a little bit
punched up.
Some of it's good.
Yeah.
The first session, actually, the messing with them with the letter scramble has been going pretty good.
Yeah.
They get pretty rattled, especially the last couple classes.
Good.
They've been talking to each other and they're like, am I stupid? Like, what's wrong with me?
Yo.
So like that's been.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've nailed the debrief yet, I think is what I still need to work on. But it has been pretty fun.
It really like has to be student driven.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And like,
which it isn't always.
Yeah. Debriefing things is difficult.
Yeah. Because if I'm like, how did you feel doing that? That's not really an answer that I'm going to get from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I say, did you feel stupid? Then they're like, yes, we felt stupid. So I don't know. Anyways, this isn't interesting. This is way too inside baseball for anyone who's listening.
Who's listening?
No one's
listening.
Who's listening? Drud better still be listening. Drud. Inside baseball.
There we go.
Now you have two things to say to me.
There we go.
To get your gift.
I like it. I like that a lot.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah. Till next week.
Bye.
No scaries.
Oh, no scaries.
No scaries.
Sorry. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.